Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Senator-elect Dave McCormick, I know I've congratulated you, but what an incredible sight to see you there with J.D. Vance as at the Army-Navy game there, and Trump was there. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Well, it's great to be on your show, and thanks for having me. And you know, that Army-Navy game is a tradition that I've been going to for almost 40 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've taken my family. I've got six daughters. And for many years, we, you know, for almost 20, we take the kids every year. And I make them do the Rocky Run on the morning of the game in Philadelphia. And we run up the steps of the Art Museum. But my wife always says the great thing about that game is whether Army or Navy wins or loses, America always wins. And it's just such a great tradition. President Trump loves it. I've seen him there a couple times. We were in the same box, and he was very excited. And the place went wild when he walked in. And I think they're, you know, the cadets and the midshipmen and all the audience, they're excited to have a strong commander-in-chief who's going to stand with the military and have peace through strength.
Well, and there was a great saying that your wife, Dina, had, you know, she put it well. But for you, I have to ask, because you know, everybody's wondering what, well, first of all, the biggest question that they've been asking us is, ask Senator-elect McCormick, what beer were you guys having in there? Like, J.D. Vance, does he like beer? You know, that was the biggest, you know, of all the hard-hitting questions I could ask
Trump doesn't drink, right?
No, Trump doesn't drink, but...
Yeah, you know, I didn't drink that day either. So I figured all those important people in the box, I was going to stay stone sober. so I don't know what the beer was, to be honest with you, but there was lots of good football food, and you know, it was incredible because you had the speaker, the majority leader, the president, the vice president, as well as a number of other prominent people. And, you know, there was you could feel change in the air. And that's the thing that I heard on the campaign trail over and over again. And that's why I'm so excited to be here. Americans and Pennsylvanians want change. They want to close the border. They want to get the economy back on track. They want to slay inflation. They want to unlock energy. They want to bring law and order to our cities. And that's what the focus is right now. And President Trump and the Senate and the House, I think, are going to be very focused in this first 90 days of starting to deliver on all these important promises for the American people. And I'm just honored and excited to be part of it, and anxious to be part of getting change moving in the right direction.
And, you know, it looked like you and J.D. Vance were having a great conversation there. You're both obviously, military veterans, you yourself, West Point grad, combat veteran, Bronze Star recipient. We've talked about that. But did you, you know, I never ask people to disclose their private conversations, but is there anything you can share as far as insights as to what you were talking about or what you clicked on? Was it the military service or what?
Oh, you know, we were talking about mostly just first of all, we're just, you know, friendly, but just becoming, you know, I think getting to know each other better and becoming good friends. I'm very excited about what he's going to bring to the vice presidency. And you know, there's a lot of energy among young people, which we saw in the stands that day. But I saw it on college campuses. J.D. Really embodies that. I think he's been part of why we've excited a whole new generation of voters. If you look at the coalition that won for President Trump in Pennsylvania and for me, it's a non-traditional coalition of working families and trade unions and African-Americans, Hispanics, Jewish voters. That coalition is the mark of a new coalition that's going to solidify for Republicans across the country. J.D. and I were talking a little bit about that, and then talking about the importance of hitting the ground running in the House and the Senate to implement the president's agenda. And we all agree on the importance of doing that. We have a moment in time. There's a lot of parts of what's going on in our country that are really hurting many Americans, many Pennsylvanians. And so, you know, I think the word of the day is change and getting things done. And that's what we were talking about.
You know, one of the things as you head into the Senate, just over the weekend, getting together with friends and different groups of people, and one of them is a builder in this area, pretty big builder, talking about all the regulations and figuring out all the regulations, new regulations, Biden era, but even going back to Obama era regulations that still exist.
Yeah.
That make it so, I mean, they were telling me that and one was an attorney, one was a builder, just talking about this thing, Dawn, you can't even imagine the hoops we have to jump through. And it, what used to take, you know, maybe months now can take years, depending on what they're building.
No doubt about it, Dawn. And this is, you know, when I did 500 visits this calendar year in Pennsylvania across different small, you know, small companies, big companies, builders, frackers, you know, the whole range. And I would say to all of them, what would stand in the way of you doubling your workforce, creating more jobs? Three answers every single time. Number one was inflation. Number two was labor, skilled labor to fill the jobs. And number three was regulations, regulations, regulations. And it's gotten worse. And listen, the regulations compound on top of each other. So regulators are like a hammer looking for a nail. They want to regulate. And so they put regulations on top of existing regulations, and it makes it very hard to grow and do business. I think President Trump knows that is a huge problem. If you remember in his first term, he put in place a rule where if you were going to introduce a new regulation, you had to eliminate two, a very sensible way to do it. I think Elon Musk, who was in the box the other day as well, and Vivek, who was also there, are going to take on this Department of Government Efficiency and really try to drive the deregulation agenda. It couldn't be more important. And that's something I'm going to be hammering on every day. You know, part of the responsibility of the Senate is to play a role of keeping in check the administrative state and these regulators that are spiraling out of control, particularly in energy, which is a huge it's a huge inhibitor of Pennsylvania. The regulations are a huge inhibitor of Pennsylvania really becoming the energy dominant commonwealth it should be. So it's top of the agenda.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I know that's why, and I imagine that's something that when you're, and that's why I asked the question about builders, because a lot of people talk about the unions and jobs. I know you were recently in Pittsburgh, but maybe they don't connect all the dots, that when you think about these regulations, this is what's costing you the jobs, is these Democrat policies, quite frankly, that, I mean, when I hear the attorneys and then on the other hand, the builders themselves talk about this, it just basically, it strangles, right? It strangles everything. The jobs, we have a housing crisis, all of that.
No doubt. I was, as you were referring to, I was with the building trades yesterday in Pittsburgh, and we had a lunch of probably 25 representatives, different leaders of the different trade unions, and we talked a lot about this. This really stands in the way of creating the energy jobs and the manufacturing and construction jobs that are great for everybody. And so it's a big part of the agenda and something that I think, you know, listen, that there's this realignment where working families are going with Republicans because we're the jobs party. We're trying to create jobs, and part of doing that's getting rid of over-regulation.
So I saw, you know, on social media, everybody should follow you, obviously, and we saw that you got your new office. You're going to be sworn in soon. You went through the Orient's like kindergarten. Can you share, you know, what you were going through as far as,
well,
you know?
Listen, I'm still finding my way around here, but just to put this in perspective, in seniority terms, I'm 100 out of 100 in the Senate right now.
Yes.
But the beauty of being in the Senate is your voice is every bit as important as every other one of those 100 senators, and I can fight for Pennsylvania on day one. You know, you're in a transition office, so I'm in the basement now, and over the next couple months, I'll get an office in one of the office buildings, and that office is going to be very focused on welcoming Pennsylvanians when they come to Washington and talking about the issues there. You know, we had a couple days of orientation, and, you know, we get all this normal administrative stuff, budgeting and all the different training and all that stuff, and it was, you know, it's like your eyes start to roll in the back of your head. And then at the end of the second day, we walked into the chamber, and you're standing in the chamber. It's tiny, the Senate chamber, and you're looking, there's 100 desks, and you're looking up at these statues of Daniel Webster and, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, and these other, you know, great Americans. And there's only been 1,000 elected senators in the history of our country. And it's a big responsibility. And so it's sobering. And I think I'm the 58th or 59th elected senator in Pennsylvania's history. And I felt the weight of that, the responsibility to go to Washington and, you know, make a big difference. And I feel the responsibility and the weight of representing every Pennsylvanian, you know, 50 plus 0.2% mm-hmm. of Pennsylvania voters voted for me. So there's almost half of our voters who didn't vote for me. And I have the responsibility to serve them as honestly and as ably as I can. And I take it very seriously. And I'm anxious to get down there and get to work.
Senator-elect Dave McCormick, what do you make of these drones? Everybody's talking about the drones. Do you have an opinion on it? And
you know, I don't know anything that, other than I'm headed to Washington as we speak. I'm driving from Pittsburgh to Washington, and I'll hopefully get some briefings. But I mean, my big reaction is it's hard to imagine there's not something going on here that our government knows something about that it's not sharing. And I think that's part of the problem. I think people are losing trust in our government. They're losing trust in our political leaders because they're not sharing enough information with mm-hmm. with the voters. And I think the Chinese drone a year or so back, you remember that? We never really were told what was going on there. So I think when you're not told what's going on, you start to assume things that may or may not be true, and you start to lose faith in the people that presumably know. So whatever's going on, even if it's not a risk, to us, I think the government has a responsibility to be more transparent than they're being. I looked it up this morning, what the Department of Homeland Security is saying. The Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, is essentially saying, you've got nothing to worry about, and this is business as usual, which is clearly, at least the second part's clearly not true. So I think we need more transparency. I don't know anything more than you mm-hmm. do at this point, but I'll hopefully figure it out.
We've talked a lot about, you know, your daughters. Between you and Dina, you have five, my sons. You've talked a lot about looking into social media and the connection between social media crime, mental health issues with children under the age of 16. Is that something that's a priority for you?
Yeah, it's actually six. I've got six daughters.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
I've got my hands full, so I've got seven powerful, opinionated women in my house, and they keep me in check. Yeah, listen, I mean, my kids are well past that age, but I do think we have a crisis in our country in the sense that children are losing their connectivity to community and to, you know, being able to socialize with others. There's certainly some connection with mental health. You know, there's some efforts underway by some of the big social media companies to have much more parental regulation. So parents have to actually engage and set the parameters by which their kids can engage on social media. So I do think there needs to be something done in this area, hopefully in concert with the social media companies. I do think we have a mental health crisis with young people by any measure that we're underinvesting in. And so that is something that I hope to be able to work on in the Senate. I'm not sure what my committees will be, but as someone with a parent of six daughters, I certainly feel an obligation to make sure that we're addressing this in a thoughtful way.
And finally, you know, we all saw that you were at the Steelers. Eagles! Eagles prevailed. I don't know who you were. I'm not sure. I saw that you put out a very diplomatic statement, but is your family split?
I'm a Steelers fan. I grew up rooting for the Steelers. You know, when they're not playing the Eagles, I also root for the Eagles when they're not playing the Steelers. Yeah. Rather, so I'm and I'm hoping that sometime in the not too distant future we'll have a Super Bowl. Where we'll have the Eagles and the Steelers lined up. That would be a special. A Keystone Super Bowl would be special. But listen, the Eagles were spectacular.
Yes.
And they did a great job. And sadly, but the good news is the Steelers are in the playoffs. Yeah. So we're going to get to see some good football. I got a chance to go down on the field.
Nice.
Which was incredible. As you know, it was a cold night.
Yes.
And And a great day to be in Philadelphia.
Well, thanks. You've been, as always, generous with your time. Senator-elect Dave McCormick, I think I heard Zioli mention maybe he'll be there at your swearing-in, but we'll all be there with you in spirit. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks so much. Nice to be with you, Don. Bye-bye.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.